Happy Monday, and I hope you had a beautiful weekend. Welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So this month we've been talking all about self-sabotage, and we went a lot deep into a few things last week. But today I want to actually pivot things a little bit. We're still sticking with this topic, but coming at it from a different perspective. I mentioned last week, or maybe the week before, that when we talk about the word sabotage, it does hold a very negative connotation. If I was to say something like, I'm going to sabotage that person or sabotage that situation, I'm really conjuring up the image or explaining through my words that I want to take something down. And when we talk about self-sabotage, in essence, it is about us taking ourselves down. And what we need to do to get away from that is to bring ourselves up. This is to bring our vibration up, to bring our light up, to bring our highest possible energy. And one of the ways I feel that we can do this is through the energy of devotion. So what does that really mean? Devotion, and that word, has been something that's been stuck in my head since last November. I went to a spiritual teacher for a day called Rebecca Campbell, and I spoke about her last year in the membership. And I read her book, Rises to Rise, and she talked about our devotion to ourselves. No matter what job you're in, no matter what life you have, no matter what your purpose is, no matter what your passion is, we all are here to serve the greater good. And what I mean by that is we are here to be vessels of light, to bring about our best versions of us, our bringing about our highest potentials for us, because that when we are in a good feeling space, we allow ourselves to do more. And when I heard this idea of devotion, it was like, okay, well, what do I need to be devoted for? To what does that mean to me? And the things that would have come up for me were devotion to my spiritual practice, like my meditation, which I do a lot of, my visualization, my journaling, which I also do a lot of. And that word just really stuck in my mind. And it also stuck in my mind about my own purpose and passions around my work and how devoted I am to things. When we're sabotaging ourselves, the devotion to our highest self and our highest being and our highest plan for us literally goes out the window. So what about thinking about what you would like to be devoted to? What makes you feel good? What lights you up? And can you do more of that? Now, I always talk about doing more of what you enjoy. I've spoken about that so many times over the last 2 years, but this is a deeper element to this. And recently I've been introduced to this wonderful girl called Sarah. And if you get a chance, you should check out her Facebook page, Sarah Namaste Wellness, or her website is namastewellness.com. She is this amazing, bright spark. And the really funny thing about her is that when I started off my own practice, like literally like doing the tarot and all the classes I used to do, I was 27, and I've met this girl and she is 27, and we've just clicked like instantly. It's like we have known each other for so long. It's incredible. But anyway, what I saw, so we met up because we're collaborating on a really fantastic workshop that we're going to be doing in January time, and she just like really sparks my energy. I'm like, oh my god, I see the high vibration of her. I can't even say that. But what I also saw was her devotion. She reminded me so much of myself back at a time when I was so like in this moment of visualizing, manifesting, meditating, journaling, chanting, like every single thing, everything I did, every part of the way that I moved through my life over those years was always in tune with that spiritual connection. And I definitely feel over the last few years, for me, I've drifted more away from that, not in terms of meditation and not letting go of my spiritual connection at all, but it became like a little bit more and more and more less because I was too focused on the practical side. I moved more into a business setting with some of the things that I was doing, and I let that go. And it was such a reminder. We've met each other only a few weeks ago. And to see her devotion to how she does things. We had dinner on Friday in her house, and I could see like just even the environment she lived in, how like she literally, that expression, walking her talk, okay? And I just really was inspired by it because it reminded me of the devotion that I had at the time. And when I think back to that time, I was devoted to my self-care. I was devoted to my physical weight, my physical body. I was devoted to my spiritual practice. I was devoted to serving people. At the time, I didn't care about what was happening. I was just like so excited to read for people and to serve for people. And I think I've lost a little bit of that. And then this evening, I watched Gabby Bernstein, if you pre-ordered her book, Super Attractor, which is coming out in September. She gave a 2-hour workshop in New York and she was live streaming it and you could have access to it. I was gifted access to it tonight and I was really grateful for it. So I set my candle down, brought out my journal, everybody was gone to bed and I just put it on in the sitting room, the dogs beside me and I was like, okay. And again, when I listened to her talk, Gabby Bernstein talk, it was all about the practice. And she spoke about a meditation practice and how you can hear your intuition, you can hear your guidance, you can relax, you can de-stress, you can also visualize your highest potential. And for me, that's what meditation has always been about. It's never really been for me as something as like to reduce anxiety or whatever. When I go into meditation, I've done this for years, I literally see myself up in the sky or up in heaven at a big old dining room table and all of the people in my life who were so close to me that have passed on or around it. My dog that we put down 2 years ago always shows up, and other angels and other guides around, and then we all just sit around the table and we chat and I ask questions and I listen to the guidance. That's what I've always done. Naturally happened. No one ever told me to do it. That's just where I always go. And in meditation, I always go to this high place. And when I was listening to Gabby Bernstein talk, she was really talking about a proper consistent practice. So I'm not telling you that your way to self-sabotage is a devotion to a meditation practice, although I would think it would be fantastic for people to do that and to try that, and maybe it's something that's open to you. But what I want you to do is be devoted to the path in which you want to go on. So when we're sabotaging ourselves, we are going against us. We might procrastinate, we might hold off on our dreams, we might, you know, do all these different things. What I want you to do, and do this month, like we're only on the 12th of August, we have another whatever number of days left in the month, 18 or 19 days in the month. I want you to be devoted and be completely and utterly devoted to where you want to be, to hold the vision of that, and actually to be devoted to creating that in the present moment. Looking for the parts of your life that you want to succeed in, that you want to thrive in, and see yourself thriving in them and succeeding in them right now. The devotion to what makes you happy. If going for a walk every night makes you happy and you really enjoy it, do it. If meditation makes you happy, do it. If sitting down with your dogs at home like I'm doing at the moment makes you happy and secure and safe, do it. But we've got to do more of it and make it a consistent practice. Now, I know. And one of the reasons I set up It's Time For Me was people don't have time and we put ourselves on the end of a to-do list. But it doesn't work when we put ourselves at the end of a to-do list. It doesn't work when you sign up for something like It's Time For Me and actually don't do the teachings. It doesn't work. It just becomes another subscription that you just pay for and you don't actually interact with. So what about if the biggest way you could get out of self-sabotaging yourself was to be devoted to yourself and to your path? And that was the key to clearing and healing all of this energy that's held you back for years and even lifetimes. So I want you to just think about that today, see how you feel about it. Always feel free to text me with any feedback or anything like that. But really, what in this moment, I'm going to ask you this question and I want you to take this away with you and listen to it in your mind all through today. What do I need to be devoted to? What do you need to devote yourself to? So you can repeat that question. What do I need to devote myself to? What do I need to do to devote myself to? I'll leave you with that. Have a wonderful day.